This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. You can't go anywhere in Seattle right now without hearing chatter about the Seahawks. Seattle's National Football League team is two wins away from reaching the Super Bowl. Anticipation among the diehard and fair weather fans is approaching fever pitch. Tomorrow afternoon in Seattle, they face the New Orleans Saints in the second round of the NFL playoffs. Last month, the Seahawks demolished the Saints 34-7. But during the playoffs, anything can happen. To get a preview of tomorrow's big game, we welcome back Jerry Brewer. He's a columnist at the Seattle Times, and he also co-hosts a radio show on KJR AM. So first of all, Seattle comes in as a number one seed. You might think smooth sailing, but history really says that's not the case.
Yes, so the NFL is a great league of parity, and here's a crazy stat. Five of the last six NFC number one seeds have failed to win those two games and advance to the Super Bowl. A couple of them have lost in this round, which is called the divisional round. It is not a gimme. All of the teams remaining are true Super Bowl contenders, and the Seahawks are going to have to play their best football game to win.
In early December, the Seahawks beat the Saints 34-7, pretty decisive. How do the Seahawks avoid underestimating New Orleans, considering their recent success against them?
Well, they can go back and look at tape of a 15-1 Green Bay Packers team that lost in this round. They can look at Atlanta, which lost by 27 points in this round. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that this doesn't matter. They can look in their own history as well. The year after the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl, 2006, they got crushed by the Chicago Bears 37-6 and had to, same scenario as the New Orleans Saints, had to go back to Chicago in the divisional round. After Chicago was coming off of a bye, the Seahawks very nearly won that game. They wound up losing it by 3 points in overtime, basically because they couldn't get 1 yard on third and fourth down.
Seahawks fans, the 12th man, their noise and their involvement in games at home arguably are a huge factor in the Seahawks' favor. Some say they're the best fans in the country. But do teams like the Saints who've played here, can they adjust to that, having gone through it once?
I think they can. The Saints came here and they just lost their minds. They did things that they don't normally do. Like they had play cards up where they normally just call in the play. They tried to put these fancy little earpieces in their ears so they could hear better. Instead of just going and saying, okay, the crowd is loud. There is going to be some adversity that we face in terms of communication. Let's just get through it. They were totally psyched out by coming here in the regular season. And now I think they have a better handle on what to do. It's very interesting this week because the Saints coach Sean Payton painted the Seahawks logo on the practice field in New Orleans. He wanted them to get the total feeling of what it was like to come back here. It is easier the second time around, but the crowd is going to be even more amped up.
Give us the matchup. Where are the Seahawks stronger than the Saints? Where might the Saints have an advantage?
The Saints are a passing team. So, I mean, you're going strength on strength. The Seahawks have the number one pass defense in the NFL. The Saints are the number two passing offense behind only Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. So that's going strength on strength. The Saints supposedly aren't a running team, but they just ran for 185 yards in their victory over Philadelphia last week. So if the Saints can run the football for, say, 100, 120 yards, that would give them a tremendous advantage to get their passing game going. Now, on the other end, the Saints, one of the most balanced teams in the NFL, a top five defense in the NFL, the Seahawks have really been struggling on offense, only 19.3 points per game in the final four games of the regular season. So the real matchup there, though, is the Seahawks are a dominant running team, and they have not been able to run the football effectively late in the season. The Saints are one of those teams. They give up some yards rushing, but they can be stout there as well. So it truly is a line of scrimmage game that's going to decide this. Whoever winds up with the most rushing yards is likely going to be the winner.
Well, wide receiver Percy Harvin, a great player. He's only been in one game, though. He was impressive in that. Now he's expected to play tomorrow. What's that going to mean for the offense on the Seahawks?
Well, with Percy Harvin, the Seahawks are adding something that you rarely see in football, a guy who is a star player. Last time he was on the field, as a fully healthy guy in Minnesota, he was an MVP candidate. So we forget how good of a player this guy is. He's one of the fastest guys in the NFL. He's going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on a defense. It's very rare this late in the season that you're going to be able to line up and show another team something that they haven't seen on tape before. And there's only 16 plays this season in which Percy Harvin played. So the Saints are going to have to figure out a way to defend a player who they don't know exactly how he functions in the Seahawks offense. It's a huge, huge factor that could play a big role on Saturday.
Expectations are so high for the Seahawks, and not just here in Seattle. And in many ways, you got to say it's been a charmed season. They've come from behind in some specific games, but in many ways, the wind's been behind their back for almost this entire season. Are the high expectations the Seahawks that they'll reach the Super Bowl, is that going to help them? Is that going to hurt them? What do you think?
It's interesting. This team has gone through the entire year, and not for one moment have I felt that they've been burdened by those expectations. But it's a whole different ball game in the playoffs. You know, what happens if you get down 14-0 and your crowd has, you know, there's a smattering of boos? How do you respond to that? This team has never been through that before. They're still a very young football team, but I still have to kind of err on the side of, they are so extremely confident, borderline cocky, that I don't think there's any moment that's going to be too big for them. Either they get there or they don't, based on their football merits, probably not because of anything outside of the game.
Jerry Brewer, what's your prediction for tomorrow's game?
My prediction is a close game. I see the Seahawks winning it, however, 20-16, all because Marshawn Lynch has a big day.
Jerry Brewer, columnist for the Seattle Times, and he also co-hosts a radio show on KJR AM. The Seahawks host the New Orleans Saints tomorrow afternoon in the second round of the NFL playoffs. With David Hyde, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.